Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the Shir, where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 66, talking a little bit about haughtiness. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, concerning anyone who shows haughtiness, if he is a wise man, his wisdom deserts him. If he is a prophet, his prophecy deserts him. How do we know that? The Gemara points out a proof. We see that if he is a wise man, his wisdom deserts him from the incident concerning Hillel. The master said Hillel began to harass them with words. He showed the sons of Asera haughtiness. He immediately was compelled to say to them, I heard this law once, but I have forgotten it. His momentary haughtiness caused him to forget his law. And we see about a prophet losing prophecy from an incident with Devorah Hanaviah. For it says by the Shira Devorah that when she names two of Israel's earlier leaders, it's written they ceased to dwell in the open cities. Those of Israel ceased until Deborah arose, until the mother arose in Israel. Deborah thus haughtily praised herself while casting aspersions upon her predecessors. And afterwards it's written, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, and speak songs, which teaches that the spirit of prophecy deserted Deborah. She was obliged to plead for its return. Clearly this caused by her haughty words. So we should do what we can in our lives every day in and out to avoid haughtiness as much as possible. In fact, the Rambam teaches that one of the two things in life that you should avoid at all costs to go to the opposite extreme is anger and haughtiness, because in everything else the Rambam teaches we're supposed to go the middle path, but in only two things, anger and haughtiness, we need to avoid it as much as possible. Just as the Gemara talks, what happens, God forbid, if someone shows haughtiness, wisdom, prophecy, foreseeing things with Hashem's help could be lost, so too in our own lives avoid it so that nothing is lost and that we only gain good things every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 66 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.